And finding was not part of what they wanted. You're not going to get anything here but truth. And a job. I treat you as my compatriots. I don't want to treat you as my children. I have my children, and I will treat them with the respect of the highest beings of the universe. And I will nurture them, and it's up to you to train them. Just when I get good, he always does that. And I know this is what you, as beings attached to the mission at this time in a changing evolvement, you need to hear it. And for goodness sakes, we are so swamped in the litigations and the lies. And you have to play it out. You cannot shortcut it. Until it is revealed in its own unfolding, it's just your word against theirs. And after all, you are angels, so you're nuts. Everybody hear me. You hear God, and therefore to the world you're nuts. The rest just pray and pray and pray and pray. And every now and then a miracle happens. And then they really have to go searching. But let me just example the pink and the purple. Bo Brights was here. This person had made a statement she was going to move here and relieve Dorma. Now, I don't remember anyone asking or being asked to relieve her. Maybe from making lemon cookies. But I don't need to train a new secretary. But that wasn't enough. She came. She saw. She tried to conquer. She came when Bo Greitz was here. And the cute little purple outfit went right up to him and said, "Don't worry about it, Bo. I'm coming in August to relieve Dorma and help her out." Well, Bo Greitz didn't know what he thought about Dorma. And surprisingly enough, they became very close friends. Don't underestimate Bo Greitz when God gets through with him. You have to learn. And you have to discern. And God is not going to build you a big neon sign out there because you won't believe it. You won't believe it. You have to allow the unfolding of truth. We can tell you and tell you and tell you. But while you're experiencing, you cannot evaluate until you experience it. And I love what recently happened. This person is going to cut out of the group in Utah. It is too hot in that kitchen. So we're going to go up again to Oregon and live there until I get a place of my own and a job. The only job that was ever held was right here. And she wanted to be a manager or nothing. It doesn't work that way. You prove yourself first, and then God considers. Now we're going back up to Oregon to live with somebody else. So let us have Margie, please, put her paper that she refers to as my paper, her own, in an envelope so that the ones she's going to be living off of don't have to be concerned by the stuff in it because they don't believe the stuff in it. How in the world does she know about anything? What is not to believe in the paper? 9.5-foot ET? That's your sickness, if that's what you tell people about my journalism. That's your weakness, not my business. And if people have to judge on the basis of what they think of something like that, that there might be angels, you prove it to me they're not. And I may have more respect for you. But then the interesting part. Whatever is being said about me is not true. Does anybody care to share with us what is being said? Come in, come in. These are my kids.
Hello.
They make it very difficult to live on this planet because they're impatient. Rashi and Jilly. It takes strength just to make it through, especially for parents of bright children, because they know the system stinks. You can't lie to them. And you have to admit to them, I have failure. I have failure. I am a person. I am a human like you. And I was taught most of the wrong things. And you have to overlook some of my shortcomings, son and daughter. But you don't always please me either. And it's all right to be angry at your children. How else can you have tough enough love to allow them to grow and be the perfect beings they were birthed to be? I expect a lot of my family. I didn't go snatch you out of the ethers. You were birthed out of the ethers again to do this job. And I'm not going to do it for you. I will serve with you. And where I can help, I will do so. I will not do it for anyone. If I work at my own journey toward perfection, that's about all I have to offer you. But don't write to me in pink ink pleading for my beneficial blessings upon your head, because now you are receiving just after you changed your name again. No, thank you. I do not offer my blessings so carelessly. You do not betray me and then write to me in pink ink and wear a purple robe and pretend to the world you did nothing. And if it is only gossip, you better be careful before you gossip. Because these are bloody things that are being done and said. Destructive, mean, and heinous things that are being done. And I do not appreciate anyone in this room or anywhere who claims to be in service to God for allowing it. For not either walking away and saying you are full of it, but to play from the middle of that fence. I hope you get prodded and you know where. From the spikes on the fence. It is not all right. You are either for God or you are against God. And don't tell me your unconditional stories while you are doing everything you can to bring pain and loss to a brother. And the lies have reached all the way to the Supreme Courts of a couple of states now. I'm tired of it. I don't know why you're not tired of it enough to stop it. Waiting for me to stop it. Well then, Rick and Eckers will stop it. I offer something that I see needs to be done And I suggest it be done without even letting the lawyers know, and in 5 minutes it's back to me, refused. I'm irritated. I am really what you would call pissed off. I can see what is happening, and timely is the game. For goodness sakes, this bunch has gone back to the very judge who made the first ruling, and he is just about to hold that gold again from Dave. But we must wait and see what Abbott files this next... No, we don't. We will never win anything until we take control and do it. I understand the argument. I understand the attention. And you can give me all of the detail that you're willing to offer. But I'm working absent a legal team most of the time. And timely is the name of this game. Does this mean I don't like my lawyers? No, it doesn't. It means they will get as much help as they will receive. But I'm not going to let them flub the deal because they don't understand. And they don't read. And they don't study. And they don't know. I will take from anybody anything who has read everything, not even understood it, just read everything that I put out. But nobody bothers. Nobody in this room even bothers anymore. Well, why do you ask me for something when you don't bother to use what I give you? That's up to you. Absolutely up to you. But it's up to me when I request that something be done and done timely. Well, they may think and they may do. I don't care what they think or do. They are going to come down by the hand of the law. You're lost. They are already stricken by God's laws. And I intend to see to it that we do not let them escape. I am tired of it. We are going to counter everything they do. Let me just share. Remember the little bit before Christmas when Methvin's group came in and stripped Ecker's Social Security bank account? Everybody remember that? Yeah. It keeps getting postponed and postponed, not a cent back. Now they have the audacity to bill another $3,000 for the expenses to Ecker. Sounds like the lawyers. The lawyers. Fine. And I thank you, Rick. He heard me, and he's already on it. We're going to sue Methvin, Tips, Green, everybody around. We've already sued the local sheriff. Stop missing your opportunities. There is a major thing that I want from our new attorney, Brad Ellie and Gene Dixon. I want a classroom going. And all of you can attend because there are enough cases without any of yours yet to learn on. If you want to reclaim your government, if you want to reclaim your courts and your judicial system, you have to do it. Because the lawyers will not do it. It is not in their best interest to do it. Well, am I not going to lose everything? What have you got? If you've done your business right, you don't have anything to lose. If you have structured your business correctly, you have nothing to lose. And it's even easier after you have literally lost it. There's no quarrel. There's no argument. You see, I don't want to offend court. And I'm talking about Christie. because he's working very closely with someone who is from the IRS. So he can help you structure your business so that it passes every IRS test. The only problem is you get so nervous about the IRS man that you don't know but what is in there to spy on you. These are clever dudes, and once they cross the system, part of the only way out for them is to act in behalf as an agent for them in somebody's office where they can watch every move. Beware. Beware. We're only really beginning in that arena to turn things around. And you can begin to get the ear of the justices who gave you injustice. You have to, in some of these instances, have a reason for going back in there. So don't misinterpret the things that come against you that seem to be wrong. They may be giving you the opportunity you need. Just like the sun may be birthing into a life form, not dying. Check every happening against its opportunity. There are a lot of people that would benefit and love and enjoy the challenge of coming in and sharing in a school to learn to go to court to represent yourself, because nobody has the interest in themselves that you do. And you can start your cases for no more than it costs a lawyer to start a case. And it begins to cost him more than it does you, if you do it right. And pretty soon they're willing to start talking about settlement. Only I don't think you should settle. Because your job is to bring truth. Now, that really threw that lawyer talking to Rick Martin. Well, what do you really want out of this, Mr. Martin? Truth will do. Truth. Are you telling me that's all you want out of this? No. I would like a lot of money from Mr. Green. But truth will do. It'll keep me going. You keep going because it's the right thing to do. And until you accomplish these things, you must keep going. And lawyers have one focus. One focus. Money. Even ours. Well, if we do this, we may lose some of the money. Say what? You either go for the truth and what's right, for the right reasons, or you deserve to lose. And I'm sick of losing. Why am I sick of losing? Because you represent my credibility. And we cannot recover if you allow my input to be discrediting. So I'm not let you. You have a world at stake. And whether you like it or you don't like it in your consciousness, you're part of this. Or get out of it. And it doesn't mean Tehachapi, California. There are pods of you all around doing what you can, because we must, as we evolve in here, and you shake your world to pieces with your little oscillator boxes. And that is what is doing it. You aren't even being shaken from above. You have your own little boxes in operation in these strategic areas so that when one beam blast happens, you're gone. One laser will detonate the big one. And you'll have areas like Yucca Valley, Palm Springs, Los Angeles coast. Simply sinking because it's broken away. You've taken a cookie cutter and you have just shaken it and shaken it and shaken it and shaken it, broken off those things holding it together, pulverized them. So one beam just cuts it away. Now you've done that. You don't know the repercussions as those waves travel right on out into the cosmos. You wave this hand, and it travels to the end of the universe. The waves are never stopped. You can bounce waves off, but there is an invisible frequency that passes right through any barrier. You are drilling holes. Now you are just breaking open the ionosphere with this harp system. I meant to ask Dorma to bring that little piece of tape. We'll do that another day. It's time to share these things, but it's time to win now. We've taken the battering, we've taken the beating, and we're here stronger than ever with our brothers that have grown with us. There are no weak ninnies in the team anymore. So let's start acting like it. And maybe it's time to start listening to me. I have given you nothing upon which you could not trust your very lives. What more do I have to offer you before you will listen to my way? And when I ask you to do something, and I ask you to do it now, I don't mean next week, next month, I mean now. Because you cannot see beyond the now. And I don't know if it is a blessing or a curse, but I can. Dorma can't. Don't confuse the two. I know how it will work. I can see it working. You are repeating an experience trying to correct the errors that you made before. How can you correct them if you make the same one again? And if you cannot do it, then you have no faith. And I do not ask for blind faith. What do I have to do? Well, one thing I have to do is work with ones who are not yet there. And yet they have to work in a world where they would be laughed out of the courtroom. So there has to be the meeting. And I'm going to have to now go further. And I'm going to have to keep secrets from them. We're going to do first. Because in every instance, they've risen to the need to meet the consequences. And admit that I did it right. But no lawyer can take a piece of paper. And obviously anymore, no offense, neither can Karen. She's worked with them too long. And she's struggling to protect on every little instance. And not make errors. You're going to make errors. I'm going to make errors. I hope sometimes I make great big ones so it makes a big flap. Get some attention. Get some focus. And then the consequences of that big flap become too untenable for a judge to face. So much for that. The next series of flu that will be breaking out is going to be another mutation. Now, how are you going to get through this? Let's take Zita. Zita's had surgery. Zita has, quote, markers in her blood that still indicate that she has carcinoma. But you don't know what else in there makes those same markers. So I'm tired of medicine, too. I'm as tired of medicine as I am lawyers. Why can't we just live? Most of you are trying to get out of here anyway. So why is it a big deal? Oh, my God, I must suffer. Why give them the privilege? But it is uncomfortable, isn't it, to cough your head off, especially at night when you can't lie down, and then you get more and more deteriorated in stability and strength. So I'll tell you in advance now what to do. We had to try it a little bit so Kathy at least could see that it works. You are having an allergic reaction to the irritants of the breaking up viruses, bacillus, fluids. You're having an allergic reaction to it, and it will be impossible to make it through here if you don't learn to overcome this. It's irritating. They have placed whooping cough DNA in the flu. That's why you're coughing. And you are allergic to the little bugs. And as they break up, they give off more toxins. And of course, they're irritating. And the more you cough, the more raw areas, the more capillaries and alveoli are broken and leave a wide open ability to reinfect through the bloodstream. So it's not good to cough. In most instances of infection, it is good to be able to bring up with an expectorant the mucus and stuff in the lungs. But these dry, hacking, miserable coughings are to keep your lungs torn up. Now, if you go to a doctor, he will usually give you a codeine suppressant. But most doctors like you to go ahead and cough up the stuff. But that's no good anymore. And they don't know it yet, but it's no good. It's prolonging the problem. And the next bout is going to be worse. So about all you can do is fight it with what we have. And then when you start trying to get rid of the cough that hangs on there for weeks and weeks and weeks, take an antihistamine. Take a simple antihistamine. Don't even go get the most expensive. Get a Tavis D replica. They'll call it something like cold tablets or daily hist or something silly. But they'll usually package it right next to the brand name for which you will pay four times as much. And since you want to go to bed to sleep, preferably, than staying awake coughing, take one 12-hour, at least an 8-hour. If one is not enough, you may need to take two in the beginning. Use your head. If it is nighttime, take with that two generic PM capsules or tablets. Tylenol PM, Excedrin PM. You know, it is an Excedrin headache. You may as well take Excedrin, but take PM so that you're not hyped up from the caffeine. And take a melatonin. If one is not enough, take two. But I think most of you will find that with an antihistamine, it's going to make you a little drowsy. One melatonin of the regular strength, one Tavis D, and go to bed. In the daytime, take two aspirin and a Tavis D. You don't want to be drowsy. Total simplicity. Totally natural products. And I think you'll find that you will get some rest. You have to have rest. You have to have rest. Do you hear me, EJ? You have to have rest. That means you need to get to bed at a reasonable hour so that you can get your work with me done and still get some rest. Don't struggle around with, I wouldn't take an aspirin if my life depended on it. Take what is available to you. Your health depends on it. You cannot expect to wear your bodies away and have them work in perfection for you. You're not little children, and I would hope that none of you are so silly and so unfocused on truth as to be wanting to go across some stage looking 20 years younger than your age. But you will find when you get some rest, you will anyway. You have to attend yourself. And I can tell you the simple way to do it, or you can have a big thing and suffer. But realize that you're doing it to yourself. For whatever reason, you feel. So let us give enough love and attention to one another that we don't have to do this to ourselves. We have a hard road to hoe. And it takes all the strength that we have. And by golly, we're getting there. We are getting there. Now, I have another thing that keeps coming up. And that is floaters in the colloids. And Les has kind of a new thing to share. He's learned that by diluting aloe vera and testing it the same way you do a colloid with a light beam, a laser beam, he's got a colloid solution of something. He just doesn't happen to know what it is. Well, you'll find that in the guy call, you will have refracted light because you have diamond crystals in colloid solution. So you're going to end up with silica, and he mentioned iridium. You're going to have rhodium. You're going to have some very wonderful colloidal suspensions in simple aloe vera. That's why it is such a wonderful product in its own right. These are the programming chips to be engraved by your DNA and your physical blueprint. I'm not going to try to explain this to global conferences. I'm not interested in global conferences. I am interested in ones who find floaters in their colloid solutions. We really kick up the frequency of a simple silver colloid. There isn't anywhere else on the face of this globe that you can get oxysulf or the kind of silver colloid. We soup it up with gold electrodes, and that's only a hit. Or two, because it will cause, as it moves in to suspension or into colloidalized suspension, you have changed the frequency of the silver. You brought it up. Now we add titanium, because actually we don't. We add selenium, because titanium will only match the titanium molecule that holds the cap onto the virus. The next mutation form is going to be a little higher in frequency. It's still going to be titanium, but it's going to be doctored up. So we're going to raise it one notch higher with selenium. It'll knock out both zinc and titanium molecules, neutralize them, and destroy the virus. And we can keep doing this as much as we need to. There's always one thing higher, and we can get it right out of the natural atmosphere. And in suspension, it is totally harmless, and you only need one ion per molecule. So only minute amounts. So ones will say, oh, well, our silver is better than yours because look at it. It's darker in color. It's dark gold. It's dark purple for the gold. No, what you are doing is oversaturating. You can tell by the color that it is in suspension and that it is in colloidalized suspension. That's where you are able to pick up this refraction of color. silver would automatically be silver if it's just shaken up. The fact that it's gold tells you it is in colloidal suspension. But if it's oversaturated, it will clump and fall. And that's called losing its charge. You don't want clumps. You could do this with a spectrometer, but you need an engineer to run a spectrometer, so you don't need to do that. By the time you can see it and it turns color at all, it's enough. It is better than anything on the market as far as that's concerned, and it will stay transparent. But we are doing what we need to do. And sometimes when you don't know all about what you're doing, you do a better job. You're not educationing us to death. Most of the time, that's what a college education is about. It out-teaches you so that you cannot think. And our spectrometer and frequency box user and builder is in Germany. Well, he's in Europe with a phenomenal motor. Lester has written from New Zealand. Will we ever have, is there any way to get a crane box, to get a Rife microscope, Priori equipment? Yes. We're going to even make some little frequency boxes for personal use. But you see, we can't use them and call them that. And some of you go out and advertise our wondrous treasures until they shut us down. I'm not going to let you do that anymore. Just not going to tell you. And that's really sad. When New Zealand has it and you don't, because you couldn't keep your mouth shut. Well, don't we need the product so that we have the income? Yes, we do. But that's up to you. Now, what about these other things going on? What about this fifth column? What about this and that and the other? What about Ron Jackson, Grandma, and so forth? What about it? And there are ones working through getting information from foreign banks on some possibilities. Don't worry about it. When I get no results, we go a different way. And we have. And we'll continue that one until we see the feedback from it. I'm not here in the business of making any one of you or all of you wealthy individuals or groups. We will have just exactly what I wrote this morning, what we need. And that will be more abundance than you will ever have known. Beyond what we need becomes a burden. And it represents greed. And it represents bad choices, usually. We have projects to build. We have proposals already made. Now all that is left to do, make the right contacts. And we don't usually fail at that either, given the proper amount of time. But all of you will have opportunities to make your contribution in connections. But you usually have to get right on it, and you don't tell me you can't until you carefully study it. I don't like can't. I can respect won't. I don't like ifs. But I cannot tolerate can't in response to something I ask you to do. I would not ask you if you couldn't. Shall we have a break? I want that tape on Ebola shown. Rick has one. Let's consider a break.
Any questions later or now?
Either.
Later. You're going to do something.